This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert Sheehan's with us, and the emails are coming in. I want to thank those of you who have called the principal, Zachary Dingman, of the Riverview Intermediate School. Intermediate means typically grades 4 through 8. Because that school is involved with the Equity Alliance to help confuse young people about whether they're male or female. And I just want to read one sentence. And this is what the Equity Alliance in Minnesota says about themselves on their website. Quote, EMID, that's the old name for Equity Alliance. EMID has increased its focus on providing programs and support services focused around professional learning and student programming. End quote. Now, my question to you is, what is student programming? Is that altering their thought process? Are we programming students, or is this programs for students? What is it? It doesn't say. So if you want to call Zachary Dingman, the principal of the school, here's his number, 320-253-2200, and you're authorized, as part of the USA Prepares class, to ask questions about why they are surveying 9-year-olds about their sexual orientation. Why? And why are they not telling their parents about it? Why have the students been told, don't tell your parents? Obviously, if the school is saying, don't tell your parents, there is something evil going on. Back to you, Rich Even.
Well, thank you, Vince. I guarantee you, in a few years, you're going to see these children, with what they're going through, blame their parents for not taking them out of schools and homeschooling them. Mark my words. Okay, I omitted a lot of articles, folks, and I just don't have the time. And I want to give Vince at least 5% of the broadcast. So I'm gonna finish up on healthcare, and then I'm gonna go to a short segment on election fraud before I go to general news. Okay, next, and these last four should scare the daylights out of you. Andrew Cuomo is now saying we must knock on doors, put people in cars, and drive them to get vaccinated in their arm. I am not kidding you. This is Nazi stuff. This is Nazi stuff. This is Hitler and Stalin and Pol Pot all rolled up into one. Next, Biden administration signals intent to force FDA approval on COVID vaccines. Oh, and throw in Mao in that last article, too. Think about this. They are going to force the FDA to give a phony approval. Do you believe any of these institutions after the articles that we mentioned over the past several months? Never mind just today. Next, Canadian doctor warns the worst is yet to come from blood clotting damage linked to COVID-19 shots. Remember the articles we've talked about. Never mind the deaths. Never mind over 50,000 deaths. 45,000 in a 3-day period leaked from these whistleblowers, okay? Which we mentioned today and over the months. That one article today, remember Dr. Hoff? And another article saying 540,000 people probably died of the COVID vaccines. This isn't Rich and Vince talking. These are published articles in the public domain by physicians and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists, all credible people who have not chosen to take the bribes or the blackmail. Next, COVID vaccines confirmed to cause Parkinson's and dementia. Okay, I'm not going to go through all those. I omitted all the specific diseases that I've talked about many, many, many times before. I'm going to go on to election fraud because we're in our last hour of broadcast here. Intel analysis says Trump won Pennsylvania by 6 to 8% in November, finds GOP voter registrations outnumbering the Democrats 21 to 1 in 2016 to 2020. 21 to 1, people. Next, bombshell. Arizona ballot audit has finally revealed what we suspected. Enough tainted ballots to wipe out Joe Biden's victory. Next, breaking, exclusive. 5 counties in Michigan will likely break the law and a cease and desist order by erasing the 2020 data in the voting machines. See, they're getting away with murder, literally. I mean, they're going against the law and no one's getting arrested. People are not doing their job. Work has been delegitimized. The value associated with work has been delegitimized. We are giving the elites free lunch because we're hiding their crimes. Oh, I've connected all these dots, people, for so long. Next, Georges, Raffensperger, Sterling, and Fuchs all connected to a firm that helps Georgia Democrats run as phony Republicans. Are you hearing this, people? Next, you heard about the town hall meeting with Joe Biden and CNN, how they made it look like it was a packed house. Not only was only a few rows filled, they basically finished dead last with viewers. But don't forget, Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Please send me a check. I will send you a bridge. Next, Keschel and Clements. Biden had an estimated 675 fraudulent votes in Texas. The actual vote was likely 55 to 43 for a Trump win, even though Trump didn't win Texas. This was election voter fraud and foreign interference in every state. Next, it now appears that the Sharpies that were provided in certain precincts around the country were done to disqualify Trump voters in the election. Next, experts Clements and Keschel, Trump victory margin in Michigan at 373,000 votes. Trump won Michigan 52.9% to 45.4%. People, this is a landslide victory for Trump across the board. Donald Trump probably won 45 states. We have to speak up. We have had millions of combat soldiers literally fight and give their and bled and died for our freedoms and liberties. Are we going to let them down? Did they die in vain? Are they collateral damage? Does anybody care? Next, Elections Assistance Commission, EAC, is being sued for secretly permitting internet access on election machines. Why are these people not going to jail? See, no one's doing their job anymore, people. Next, North Carolina Board of Election is denying requests to examine voting machines. Everything's being hidden. Everything. This is a planned destruction of the United States of America. It's being orchestrated by the extreme wealthy who have theirs, who didn't earn theirs, who pass it on through nepotism connections, who are willing to sell out the people. Next. Kemp, this is in Georgia. appoints anti-Trump judge to likely throw out any 2020 fraud cases, draws, I mean, this is pathetic, people. It's so obvious. Next, experts Clements and Keschel, Trump victory margin in Pennsylvania at 424,000 votes stolen by fraud. Trump won Pennsylvania 52-46%. Next, regarding election security procedures, the counties will not, who are supposed to provide routers and fobs and Splunk logs, are not doing it. So why aren't these supervisors indicted and arrested? Why? Is there any rule of law? Is everybody paid off or blackmailed? Unbelievable. Next, ironically, the swing states in 2020 election were states with some of the largest grants from the CARES Act. That's called bought and paid for. That's called bribery. Next, and sit down for this one, folks. The emergency alert system in the U.S. is supposed to happen on August 11th. What's happening on August 10th and 11th? That's when Mike Lindell is proving to the world the cyber attacks by China and other countries, mostly China, that stole the election from Donald Trump. We need to decertify all the November elections, including the down ballots. And we need to do a forensic audit in every state, including the states that Trump won. Okay, I'm going to go to general news, Vince. I'm going to go as quick as I can. So I'll try to give it 2-3 minutes of airtime at the end of the podcast. I apologize. Next, Joe Biden passing multi-trillion dollar spending bills. And he says that's how you reduce inflation. You can't even make this stuff. Print, 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 and you reduce people. The only reason this economy even is faking it is because of the stimulus. If we didn't have the stimulus, we would not have anything. It's an aristocracy serfdom relationship. That's how the system. People say the government system doesn't work. Yes, it does work because it's meant to create an aristocracy serfdom system. Help big corporations consolidate power, money, control, legalizing fraud, depopulation efforts, the whole agenda we've talked about, plan damage. So the little people, us, we don't get to argue or debate. Basically, it's the so-called experts buying and paying people and selling, the elite is selling the approved narrative. Even Catherine Austin Fitz says the only way we're going to be able to, one of the major ways we're going to be able to fight this electron, like a Fed coin, is by using cash and not digital money. And boy, I'll tell you, when you look at our Fed balance sheets in the last year, we went from $4 trillion year plus to $8 trillion. We're printing $120 billion per month to buy assets. At the same time, China inventory is decreasing and prices rise and supply chain crashes. And with you throw a lockdown in there, it's going to take down America. You got to remember, China trades way more with the rest of the world compared to what the USA trades with anymore. This isn't about an economic recovery. They use that term. It's about a takedown of the United States of America. Okay, I got to stop sidebarring here. Next, Steve Daines. He's from Montana, senator from Montana. Niece confirms Joe Biden pinched her nipple, according to a report. Come on, folks. Next. White House knew about the Tucker confrontation. It was an entire setup by a CIA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
An exclamation point to what Rich has been saying. So, you know that there's food inflation. Let me tell you what the farmer sees. I'm a cattle farmer. My whole family is. If you look at the price of a steer, 900 to 1,000 pound steer, that's between right now, it's selling for $1.20 to $1.41 a pound. If you look at a 900 to 1,000 pound heifer, it's selling for $1.05 to $1.25 a pound. That's what the animal sells for. That's what I would get after I paid commission and vet examination and the marketing fee and all the other fees. That's what I would get. If I had a Holstein, 900 to 1,000 pounds, 75 to 85 cents a pound. Let's say I had a cow for slaughter, top quality cow for slaughter. 66 to 79 cents a pound. Okay, so what I'm telling you is the farmers are under siege. We supply the food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're under siege. I don't know a single farm that can hang on without having, I'm talking about a small farm, you know, a couple hundred acres to 500 acres or so. I don't know a single farm that can hang on without having an outside job. Most farmers have a job to keep the farm. I'm not kidding. So we are in enormous, enormous trouble. And your government is doing everything it can to destroy our country. And Rich Shebin has been on a nonstop dissertation about all of the things that are happening. We all need to get together and stop this. And so here's a real simple plan. What would happen if all of the McDonald's franchises, I'm talking about the hamburger joints, all of the ones that are franchised, not company owned, if they just said that's it, and they pull the plug and they, no more hamburgers, we're not selling any more hamburgers. They stopped payments on their notes, meaning their loans. They stopped paying their employees. They stopped buying. They just walked away. And what would happen if Burger King and Arby's and Pizza Hut and Domino's Pizza all did the same thing? What would happen? The sales tax revenue would plummet for every city, hamlet, town, county, and state. It'd be a massive problem. Somebody would say, uh-oh, we don't have the revenue to pay all these overpaid government workers or government people who act like they should be working. We need to just sit down. Sit down and stop. I'm not going to take it any further because I'll probably get thrown off the air with the rest of the faculty. So I'll just leave it right there. Rich, back to you.
Well, yeah, that's why we're seeing decreased velocity of money because people are putting in into savings and paying down debt. We're seeing way low consumer confidence. We're seeing basically government growth because of the M1 money where it's gone from $4 trillion to $8 trillion. And the little guy is getting the bankruptcy, defaults, and delinquencies. You know, debt is deflationary by nature. Okay, then the little guy is getting stuck with inflation, deflation, and stagflation at the same time. Okay, I've got to stop sidebarring here. Right before the break, when I talked about the Tucker Carlson confrontation in a Montana fishing store, this was knew about and planned by the White House, and the CIA had something to do with this, okay? These are articles published in the public domain. This is not Rich and Vince making this up. Next, and I, pardon me, folks, I'm shortcutting my shortcuts. I want to give you as much information in a short period of time in context as I can. So please pardon me. Next, many big city Democrat mayors who are calling for defunding the police are spending your heavily paid tax dollars on their own personal security details. Next, Australia now saying not to talk to people when you're out and about. See, this is what they want to do. That's why they want to have masks, so you feel like you're alone. Next, 41% of Baltimore students score below one GPA. That's below a D. Next, big tech tyrants will now add content to a shared counterterrorism key database to crack down on white supremacists and far-right militias. You can't make this stuff up, folks.
The IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The January 6th Commission is underway in Washington, D.C. The chair is Bernie Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi.
My distinguished colleague from Wyoming, Ms. Cheney, is not the ranking member of this select committee, but because this investigation is bipartisan, it's important that we hear Republican voices as well.
J. Jim Banks, the Indiana Republican congressman removed from the committee by Nancy Pelosi, tells Fox News Tuesday, this is nothing but political theater.
The more you get into a line of questions that that go up a chain of command that end up on Speaker Pelosi's desk, why that set of questions isn't allowed to be a part of what's asked today and in every hearing moving forward should tell every American what they already know. This is a political stunt by Pelosi and Democrats and nothing more.
The January 6th commission underway in Washington. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Vaccine hesitancy across America includes about half of her citizens. The way politics has infiltrated the pandemic is leaving most unvaccinated folks with distrust and disbelief the experts have their best interest at heart. Yale epidemiology professor Dr. Harvey Risch on Fox News says Delta variant cases is already on the downtick in England and will soon be removed from the equation in America within a month or so.
I think that really the problem is they have no imagination and they don't really think about what's going on and how to solve it. They're working on a premise that if they didn't do enough in the first place, they'll just do the same, but more so now. And that's a failed idea. And really, we have the tools to fix it, and we just need to use them. For the breakthrough cases, for people who get COVID, treat them as outpatients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other treatments that work very well, and that solves the problem. As to Delta that's coming, Delta's going away in the UK. So this is a bump that we're facing now and is very likely to be gone in another 3 or 4 weeks in the U.S. or going down in 3 or 4 weeks. So we are really in what I would call a fairly optimistic point if we would just use our brains and solve it the way we know how to do.
It doesn't help when public officials attempt to shame the unvaccinated. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom insinuated Monday that unvaccinated people were a danger to everyone. Quote, it's like drunk drivers. You don't have the right to go out and drink and drive and put everyone else at risk, including your own life at risk. End quote. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, what would you do, class, if Mayor Andrew Cuomo's henchman came to your door and said, hop in, we're all going to get vaccinated, you will come with us, what would you do? What would you do? Dr. Shuley asked me that yesterday. He didn't mention Andrew Cuomo, but he asked me, what would I do? My response? I would consider that a death threat, and I would respond accordingly. As if someone wanted to kill me and or my entire family. That's how I would see it. Rich, how would you see it?
Well, Did you hear the articles I just mentioned today, never mind the past few months, about how the vaccinated are the ones getting sick, getting hospitalized, and dying?
Yeah.
That's
yes,
called attempted
that.
Murder. That's called mm-hmm. attempted murder. Okay?
Would you
that
resist?
Does that answer your question?
Not really. Would you resist?
Would I resist attempted murder? Would you resist attempted murder?
Yeah,
I think
I said,
everybody would want to resist attempted murder.
Yeah, I said lead first. Lead first.
Yeah.
You say it a different
way. Whatever you got.
Yeah, lead first.
Whatever you got. I mean, whether it be a stick or a rock or you run away, I mean, it's attempted murder. Okay?
Okay, class. That,
I mean, I read articles here today and over the months where highly qualified physicians and scientists and researchers, epidemiologists, virologists are saying that the great majority of people in the next 3 years are probably going to die of blood clots, cardiovascular disease. We've seen blood clots in brains. I've given stories in the lungs, in the heart, organ dysfunction, antibody crashes, cytokine going crazy.
Hold it just 1 second, please. You said going crazies. Class, I just want to put an exclamation point on what he just said. I know a guy. I know this man. He got the virus. He got the virus. He got the vaccination, number one and number two, Pfizer. And it pushed him to the point where he was hospitalized because he could not cope. He could not cope. I know another person, and I've known these people for, let's say, 40 years or more. Another person who had pain, got the immunizations, the vaccines, if you will, Pfizer 1 and 2, and pushed this person to the point where the pain was excruciating. And she's been to the hospital and to doctor's offices, and no one knows what to do. Two exclamation points. People I know about what Rich just said. So it's one thing to read it. It's another thing to have the exclamation point of knowing the people that this has happened to. My neighbor, USA Prepares instructor, got Pfizer 1 and 2. Got really sick. Recovered. A couple weeks later, full-blown COVID. It's been a month, and he's still not recovered. He's still down. Barely able to do the things he needs to do just to survive. Back to you, Rich.
Well, yeah, the Pfizer vaccine. Remember that graphene product that's in there, graphene oxide or whatever it's called? I remember reading an article last week where physicians were calling it, why would you put it in there? It's up to 90 to 99%, depending on who you read, of this graphene product in the Pfizer. And they're saying no reason to put that in unless you want to murder people. I'm paraphrasing physicians. Okay, I'm going to go back to more information for the people. Journalists in the UK could face up to 14 years in prison for stories embarrassing the government, just like how you treat foreign spies, people. This is Nazi, this is Hitler, Stalin territory we're living in right now. Next, billionaire Warren Buffett predicts a new pandemic worse than COVID-19. You better speak up. You cannot be part of the silent majority and consider yourself an American right now, okay? Because he just told you that either they're going to literally release a virulent bioweapon, or think it's going to be more false flags, you know, crap about how to fear-monger and fear-porn people. Next, Joe Biden used private Gmail account and government information to foreign deal-making son Hunter. Next, it may be you have to pay more wages. Psaki tells business owners struggling to find workers to compete with the government. Compete with the government. Really? The government prints money and gives money to the government workers who make 10 times on average the paycheck benefit package, vacations, pensions than the private sector. Everything is done to destroy small business. That's part of the agenda. Next, U.S. life expectancy fell a year and a half in 2020. Can you imagine what 2021 is going to look like? Next, FBI played a large role in the Whitmer kidnapping case that was previously reported. FBI informants help hatch the plot, unquote. Next, liar Joe Biden tells CNN town hall Democrats he never said to defund the police. There's a whole video and audio montage on Joe Biden and the Democrats calling to defund the police. See, this is why they defund the police and they use your taxpayer dollars to hire private security for themselves. This is exactly what happened during the brown shirt and black shirt and Red Guard era. Next, Biden regime promotes racial justice guide pushing students and teachers to disrupt whiteness. I'm not making this stuff up. Folks, your kids are going to point the finger at you for not taking them out of public government schools and homeschooling them. I'm telling you right now. Next, Biden administration pays $3 million every day to not build the water wall. You're paying your taxpayer dollars and inflation to not build the border wall. And we're going to have over 2 million unvetted illegal immigrants untested for COVID, for Ebola, for any disease you can, tuberculosis, any disease you can think of. It's not about COVID. It's about a replacement migration. It's about depopulation. If it was truly about COVID and the health care about Americans, we wouldn't be allowing 2 million illegal immigrants, unvetted, unchecked for diseases, to come across the border. Next, judge forces school to accept trans runner on girls' team. Can't make this stuff up. Next, Democrats plan civilian climate corps of millions of people paid at least $15 an hour to come to your door and forced to take the vaccine and to start a civil war. Next, regime says free speech is killing people. Biden's Surgeon General holds a press conference and labels disinformation a national health threat. You can't even make this up when they're the ones giving the disinformation and they don't like people thinking for themselves. They're calling you a label. Next, U.S. extends COVID tourism ban at Mexican and Canadian ports into 17th month. They can come here by the millions, but we can't go there. Wrap your head around that, people. Next, January 6th prisoners brutally beaten, stripped, hogtied, and humiliated by the guards. One prisoner lost an eye already. Can you imagine all the crimes that we've mentioned just today by the powers that be, and no one's even getting arrested? They're getting paid by you? Next, Wikipedia's co-founder says he no longer trusts the site he helped create. People, any institution, any site, any definition, you got to use old dictionaries from 2009 and beyond. Everything is fake and phony. It's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. 100% of it. Next, Michigan County employees award themselves $25,000 bonuses from the federal COVID relief funds. You can't. If I was a Twilight Zone writer, I couldn't come up with this. Next, the word patriot is hate speech. Next, as crime skyrockets across the nation, George Soros gave $1 million to an organization working to defund the police. Come on, people, wake up. Retired senior intelligence officials says Chinese spies have infiltrated the U.S. government. You think? Next, DOJ to send gun trafficking strike forces to 5 U.S. cities. The DOJ is literally an agent against the American people and the Constitution. Next, thanks to Proposition 47, thefts under $950, this is in California, will not be prosecuting, so the cops won't even show up. Can you imagine this, people? $950 or more, you can steal from anybody. Or $950 or less, pardon me. Next, Biden DOJ drops investigations of all Democrat governors whose actions killed tens of thousands of seniors in nursing homes. Didn't you notice, people? All Democrat admitted that your parents and grandparents can be killed, and there's no consequences. Next, corrupt Biden DOJ drops all charges against five scientists accused of concealing ties to the Chinese military. Next, Biden DOJ drops charges against Chinese military members accused of lying to get jobs at U.S. universities. People, then you, going back to this article I mentioned just a few moments ago, when a retired senior intelligence officer says Chinese spies have infiltrated the U.S. government, do you really think he's telling the truth? He is telling the truth. Come on. We've had so many people fight, bled, and die for our country. And for you people in these departments, the FBI, the DOJ, all these departments in government and big corporations, you're really going to publicly admit that there are collateral damage? That they died in vain? Over a million died in vain? Really? This is disgusting. And I'm going to mention one more article. And Vince, I'm going to give you the microphone. I want to thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right, buddy. Last article that I'm going to mention today is that the billionaires are segregating themselves as we speak on luxury private islands, jets, yachts, huge ranches, underground cities, underground bunkers, right now. And they're kicking people off of islands where the public was allowed, and they are going on there by themselves with private security. And you can't travel on to those places, even though you've paid for everything through taxes and inflation. Welcome to the new world, folks. Vince, I thank you so much for allowing me to have the time. I'm going to please give you the last segment.
Let's use the last segment for exclamation points and discussion.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fox 6.
No, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's top...
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to...
DC,
for
2 seconds, don't...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. And for over 10 years, class, we have been saying this is coming. We've been warning you that there will be shortages. We've been warning you that there will be supply chain breakdowns. The airline industry is currently advising the pilots to conserve fuel at all costs. There's a fuel shortage. Sam's Club, a couple days ago, I wanted to buy some paper products. They're out of the ones that we buy. Sam's Club sends me emails that, hey, look at this. Wouldn't this be great to have? Frivolous things, non-essential things. They have lost their way. They don't have the staples. When I say staples, I'm talking about necessities. I'm not talking about those little strips of metal that are bent in the shape of a U that you attach pages of paper together with. I'm talking about necessities. They don't necessarily have the inventory that they used to have. We bought, here's just an example of terms and conditions changing. If you bought something from Sears, a Craftsman tool, you knew it was guaranteed for life. It was satisfaction guaranteed your money back. You knew that. Sears changed that. Sears stopped meaning satisfaction guaranteed your money back. I used to work for Sears. I was a young mechanic, and I thought Sears was the best. And it was. I'm talking about in the 1970s. Actually, 1970. So, anybody who bought a Craftsman tool knew that if it broke, they'd get a new one. If you wore out the tip of a screwdriver, you just bring it back and they'd give you a new one. Well, I don't know what the guarantee on Craftsman tools is anymore. I don't even know I've got a bunch of Craftsman tools that I would sure like to get replaced, but I don't know how to do it right now. I guess I have to do some research. So, we've been buying tools for our shop from a company called OEM Tools, and they are tools for the mechanic. They're allegedly quality tools. And they used to say on them, you know, we bought a kit for extracting stuck bolts. You had a stubborn bolt that won't come out, and it breaks off. Well, this kit has all the drills you could possibly need, and the extractors to go with it, and the drills won't drill in metal. They won't drill. None of them. I tried them all. Not one drill will drill a hole. Not one drill will even start a hole. The bolt I was trying to extract, I had to use other drills to drill that hole. And I put the extractor in, put a ratchet on it, and the extractor broke. The kit says lifetime guarantee. So the company that sold it, AutoZone, will get us a replacement, but the replacement no longer says lifetime guarantee. So now you have a tool that if you break it, well, that's too bad. But the original one that we bought and paid extra for is exactly the same thing, except the outside label doesn't say lifetime guarantee anymore. And they're substandard, and they don't work very well, if at all. I even called OEM Tools, and they said, well, I'll send it back, and you know we'll take a look at it. So I have to pay for postage, send it back, probably $20, $25, send it back. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to get my money back. We bought a Mighty Vac. We've talked, Kathy and I have talked about a Mighty Vac. It's a vacuum pump. Well, lifetime guarantee, it broke. AutoZone sold it to us. So we call AutoZone. Well, we don't sell them anymore. You don't sell them anymore? No. So we bought a lifetime guarantee product. They don't sell it anymore. But they will exchange it for an OEM brand, which is as cheesy as can be. And it doesn't have a lifetime guarantee. So what I'm saying is the terms and conditions are changing. You buy an item, you think it has a lifetime guarantee. You actually think that if you break it, or it breaks, you're going to get another one. And if that breaks, you're going to get another one and another one and another one. That's what you think. That's changing right before our eyes. Corporations are taking advantage of us. A Jeep came in here. Guy was driving it, lost power, pulled over the side of the road and caught on fire. 2013. We do the diagnostic. It has a blown engine. We do the research. And we find out that Jeep has a problem with sand getting into the heads during the casting process. It has an oil pump failure problem that causes the engine to blow. It has a head gasket problem, and it has a valve problem because the valves are too soft. All leading to a major recall. So we call the dealers, two of them, and they say, oh, geez, there's a warning here. So it looks like we believe that this guy can't get his engine warranted because the car caught on fire. Why? Because the engine failed. That's Jeep. Companies are walking away from their warranties and getting away with it. And it's got to stop. Rich, back to you.
Folks, we got to think for ourselves. Can't listen to propaganda. Decentralize, simplify, think about the basics, food, water, shelter, energy. Think about harvesting and manufacturing as much of that as you can. We have to decentralize. We have to self-govern. We have to have discussions everywhere about all these topics that we discuss.
Yeah. And Lucille?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.